Welcome to Framework of Field.
Framework is a show consecrated to field recording and its use in composition. Field recording, phonography, the art of sound hunting. Open your ears and listen. Framework Afield is a series of special editions curated and produced by guest artists from around the world. A new edition airs every second week, alternating with our usual Framework broadcasts. For more information, see our website at www.frameworkradio.net. Lili-ra is an Inuttitut word used to describe a respectful and slightly nervous feeling towards nature. Montreal sound artist Nimalin Yoganathan was recently an artist in residence in Nunavik. The following soundscapes were recorded in the Arctic community of Inukjuuk during July and August of 2009. This piece also consists of field recordings gathered by Inuit youths, aged 13 to 16, during sound art workshops Nimalin led during his stay. Nimalin would like to give a special thanks to Nunavimi Pigiorovic School, Avatak Cultural Institute, Conseil des Arts et des Lettres du Québec, as well as to the workshop participants, Tommy, Tukai, and Matt. For more information, see Nimalin's website at nimalinyoganathan.blogspot.com. That's spelled NIMALANYOGANATHAN.
So it's recording now.
Huh? Recorder. Huh? Recorder.
Okay.
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 So are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
It's like a way to say I love you. And, you know.
How do you say it?
It's just like a little noise.
What, 80?
Yeah. No, actually, I would say,
100%.
Yeah. See, you see how loud it is, eh?
Yeah.
So I would say keep it at 120.
120?
Yeah.
Mine is 80.
Well, put it up. We should increase it.
That sounds so close, I can even hear the person.
Earphones, I can hear.
It's weird, it sounds like everything is right next to you, right?
It's like Matt, I can hear that.
Oh,
cool.
Oh my god.
This is more open.
Right?
check me out.
Telling at people and seeing what they're.
I got 9 minutes remaining. He was right! He was right! Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I am interviewing the outside of the what?
Thank you. His name is Andrew Mookie. He's from Newport. From 1980, still in the Southern Ocean, with people last summer. He started carving in 1980s. Could have served me Southern Ocean, with Shibulayuga to be the shop customer. He started with a soup store. In the old days, there's some saying that the animals used to turn into human. So that's, I think that's one of the common sense of making a half animal, half Inuit. What they hear is most thing that comes into their mind, what they're going to make of. Because if they hear some, like hearing some animals or water or anything, it's part of being, making something out of it.
Hi, my name is Inukse Agnamichak. I'm 36 years old. I was born here in Inuktitut at the old Noising. By the time we were picking some soapstone with my father's friends and who carve a lot, we had to pick some soapstone, so we had to go away with the canoe at least 7 hours from here, south side. Because my idea is from nature and spirit, because when I was climbing, I never died. Something came down there, sucked my body and everything. So I make a face when I tie my car with soapstone because I can't make an nail with the carving soapstone.
Laina Nuluki from Insta. I'm an artist, I make jewelry. I'm 31 years old. I start making jewelry on 2003. Since then, I like making jewelry. We mostly learned about art from our grandparents, you know. So we carve like a polar bear, Inukjuk, Uluk. I do my art as a woman.
Your own perspective.
Yes. I don't go hunt like men, so I don't know how to make animal shapes. Most men make animal shapes. You know, those women sew their parkas. So I like to texture some techniques from them.
Song. Only a river.
A river song?
Yeah. I've never heard of water.
We should make one.
Shit!
Okay. Inukshuk River in Inukjuak, next to the falls, and how did you end up here all the way from St. Vincent?
Oh, Air Canada. Just kidding. No, this is going to be a serious interview, right? I got to be serious. Oh, boy. Well, from way south to way north, two extremes, eh? Yeah. Well, I guess the change of atmosphere, change of environment is what I really needed. Search for adventure, something different, something new, and where else to find it but in the north, you know, a place where people from my part of the world would hardly end up. I guess it's different, so I have something to talk about.
And so what do you do here in Inukjuak? You're working at the social services?
Yeah, I'm a social worker. Which in itself is another story, because social work in Inukjuak is different to social work in St. Vincent or in Montreal. Different community, different people, different customs. You have to find your way, so to find a way into the people's lives, because they already have their own life, so you can't really tell them not to live the life and not to, or you can't disrupt their life. You have got to find ways to get through to them without any disruption, and to allow them to invite you in. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids here have lost their way. Not much activity. young people need stuff to do. You know, and so what is there to do in Inukshuak other than, apart from the hunting and the fishing? Mm-hmm. You walk the street, smoke, drink. What else is there to do? Yeah. So the sense of hopelessness and helplessness combine. It can really create this this feeling of despair. This is a time when you have to look inside, become very creative. I think this is what Inukshuak needs, an injection of creativity, something bizarre. I broke the world record last year for distance walking 8 days and 8 nights in New York without sleeping. I broke it the year before, and the year before, and the year before. And so here am I in Inukshuak, so maybe I can use walking. Maybe we can organize some walks. I plan to organize some walks along the coast, through the different villages, territories, and see if I can mobilize young people to walk with me. I walked around Grenada, I walked around St. Lucia, I walked in Union Island, Carrico, I walked in Beckway, I walked in St. Vincent about 5 times around the entire island. That took 6 days at one time, then I walked again for another 7 days. Walked in New York.
And is there always, some sort of social or political cause that fuels
this idea? I am a social walker, right? Because I walk in St. Vincent to bring attention to the social ills. I worked at the prison, and I had to explain the concept of rehabilitation, you know, again, because the country didn't understand what it was, and the governments were not really willing to embrace it. So I walked for 6 days without sleeping, breaking the world record at that time. And so I got the attention of the media, and they asked me, why did you do that? What's the reason why? So I said, I walk because rehabilitation is a long road. That seems has no end. Difficult journey. So to explain it to the inmates that rehab is a difficult journey, let me take a difficult journey that I am not even sure if I'm going to finish it. Because that's what we're asking them to do, to go on a journey that they're not even sure they're going to finish it. So, very ambitious project, but it is so doable.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, maybe that's why I'm here. I've been in radio for 9 years.
In St. Vincent,
right. Doing a midnight talk show. Only discussing social issues. So people would call because, and this is going to be in my book too. People call the program. The reason why I had that show because the Western way says that counseling must be done in an office. And they teach you how the office is supposed to be physically set up and so on, where you should sit and where the client will sit, and you know. But when you go out in the field in some areas, like in St. Vincent, Nim, and maybe in Inukshuak, people dig hard to come into an office. It's not their way to come into an office and tell you their business. You see, so you have you out in the street, and people come and talk to you on the street. So my office is most of them under a mango tree somewhere. You know, on a wall, sit down somewhere behind a building. You know, a guy tell you all his business, you know, his life story. And you right there, and you start to give him, you know, counsel right there. So I realized people don't want to come to an office. So I said, you know, let me take the office to them. So I used to read the program, which is actually counseling on air. So I bring up certain issues. I know that affects most everyone, incest, rape, unemployment, underemployment, housing, alimony, child support, relationships, divorce, and all the taboo subjects like lesbianism and homosexuality. So I discussed them on the radio. And that was bizarre because in St. Vincent, you don't talk about those things on the radio. When in dealing with the situation on air and radio, a couple may call and may having problems, marital problems. The guy may have walked out on his wife. So I find an appropriate song that would explain, that would help her to explain what she's feeling. If she says she's feeling really depressed and fed up and mad at this man, I play a song that would reflect that and keep her on the line while the song is being played. When it's done, I say, is that how we feel? So, yeah. And we discuss the song. You know, we discuss the song line by line.
What kind of music drives you the most? You were mentioning Lovers Rock a lot.
Oh, well.
What inspires you the most?
Well, I listen to all music, eh? Mm-hmm. But the lyrics in these type of music, see, blues, that is about reality. Got up this morning, Lord, I didn't have a piece of bread, you know. Oh, I got up this morning, didn't even have a piece of bread. But as time goes on, I know it's going to come to my head. You lose your job. You sing about that. You know, the neighbor who's always on the case. You sing for the Lord to take her away. You know, take her somewhere far. You know, it doesn't have to be bad, but just what you won't know where it is. You know? So I love blues. I love country. Country songs always have somebody always losing the car, the house, the woman, the truck. You know, and a lot of, and the other guy come and bring a song and where the other guy tells you how to get it back. You know, there's a country song. You put a golden band on the right left hand this time, and the right left hand put a golden band on mine. You understand? So jazz and blues and country, you know, Lovers Rock. Man. Man, you listen to Lovers Rock, man, you have to relate. Cause love hits everybody in some way. You know, Lovers Rock, man, yeah, a lot of Lovers Rock, there's a Lovers Rock said, not gonna be your standby love. Not gonna be your standby love. Your standby love. Your standby love. Not gonna be your standby love. Your standby love anymore. You have the rhythm, the rocking rhythm, you know, the reggae, you know, it's a cross between the reggae and the dub, and, you know, and it's a really good groove, yeah? When I hear this song of drums, man, I feel like they're calling me. And when I hear the drum start beating, you know, the drum, I feel like, boy, it's a connection, you know? It's funny how your roots can, boy, it's you can't escape your roots, you know, destiny. The drum is a instrument used to send messages in Africa for years. And so the drum, when the drum beat, it talks to you, you know, it tells you something, yeah? But it's up to you now to hear and listen to what it's saying.
Yeah. Where's your place in Inutra?
Down there.
Can you take a picture?
Down at the
Inutroli Mahorima Renalo. You know in Inutra for everywhere?
Do I know everywhere?
Yeah.
Can I try your glasses?
My glasses?
Yes.
Be careful.
Can somebody talk to this?
Speak?
Yeah.
Me too, please.
Talk.
Me too, please.
Okay.
Be right back. Like that.
Hey, be careful.
Hello.
Yeah.
I want to like that too.
Is it working?
Huh?
Is it working?
Yeah. You want to speak?
Say cosa.
Say cosa? Say.
Ino Romeo Tata Uham.
Puno Radio. The FM?
Say cosa radio.
Can I try?
Be careful.
Yeah.
Here, talk.
What is she?
You see?
Wait.
Me too, please.
When you talk?
Yeah.
It moves.
Hi, me too.
Okay, talk.
Oh, hi, Takata. Hi, Tako.
What's your name?
Yitas.
Samuel.
Huh?
Yitas.
Yitas?
Z-E-E-T-A-T-H.
Oh, okay. You go to school?
Yeah.
Okay.
My name is Hannah Montana. You know that, Hannah Montana?
Ni ni halak ni ho kami bi Miumi, hidung rahamu, kami di sini Miumi, hidung rahamu, Miumi, ini cuni, Upin tolong itu, Upin wanita neningir tahalu ini.
What song is that? What is that?
The old woman is mad.
Oh, can you sing another song?
It's called A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V. Biri, no, Viva, Biri, no, Viva, Biri, no, Viva. I don't know what's that.
What do you mean? No sound?
The water?
Water, yeah. Water, birds.
Everything?
Everything.
And water?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, record the water. Wind. Mosquito.
Even the bugs?
Even the bugs, yeah. Thank you.
You have been listening to Framework Afield. For more information, see our website at www.frameworkradio.net. Thanks for listening.